first finish the sugi we were discussing yesterday. Just one last horror. We were talking about the nature of the funas, you know, what role it plays. We saw several places in the Gemara that says that, or implies that the ikar of the sukkah is the schach. Rashi, in a number of places, seems to emphasize the very definition of the sukkah is the schach. And then we discussed, you know, where does that leave the funas? So we saw the Reb Chaim on the Rambam in Parakei of Hilchos the sukkah in Halacha Vav, Parak Vav, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Tesvav, Machlokas the Ram and the Rosh we saw, and Nafka Mina was whether some of the disqualifications apply to the Defanos or not. The particular thing that the Ram there is talking about is, can you get Hanoah? Is it Hukzal Mitzvah? So and so on. So kind of distinguish between the things which are necessary for the definition of the Sukkah and things which are part of the Mitzvah and so on. So I just wanted to add something based on what Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zichalova, said. It's printed in the Rishim Shurim that I print on the back of the sources. That's based on a Gemara later. If you take a look on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the beginning of the third parak, the Gemara has, we actually touched upon it at one point. The Gemara there on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says, Tana Rabbanan, Sukkah Gzula. Okay, you have a stolen sukkah. The question exactly how that happened, I'll just find the place there. One second, where is it? Just a moment. Lamed Aleph. Yeah, the second line, right? Yeah, the Tanarbon. That was the right one, yeah. So, second line of the page, Lamed Aleph, Tanarbon, Sukkah Gzula. Okay, Vamesachech Bereshus Harabim. Or if you build the sukkah in Bereshus Harabim. I don't know if anybody saw this. I actually saw my own eyes by the in Borough Park by the Stone of Carlina Sukkah. It says built right outside the Beis Medrash. I'm not. Maybe they got permission from the city. I don't know. It's on the public street, but inside the sukkah, I saw my own eyes, and somebody sent me. I guess was going around on on WhatsApp or whatever. So somebody sent me a thing, but I actually saw it inside the way the sukkah inside the sukkah. There is a no parking sign, in other words, because the sukkah encompasses a sign that says no parking. And also it has one of those machines. You know, those machines where you put in to get the parking actually inside the sukkah. It's very fascinating. That's a masakha, which is the only reason I didn't find it. It was interesting to see. It was very, leave it to the chassidim, right? But so that's Mesachek Bereshus Harabim. Again, I'm not saying they didn't have permission, they did, I don't know, but can't find it now, of course. All right, maybe after the show I'll look for it, but it was just interesting, that's all. So, anyway, so that's what the Gemara is talking about. Okay, but I saw my life. Anyway, the Gemara says the Sukkah Zula v'Mesachech Bereshus Harabim. So Gemara says Beleza Posto Acham Machshirim. Achlof Beleza Nachachamim. Okay, Beleza says no good, and the Beleza says no good. Nachachamim says it is good. Again, Machlokas Tanoim. And the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman Machlokas. Which is what's the case? What's the case of a sukkah zula? You know, we referred to it earlier. You go and you beat up the person, you overpower the person in sukkah, and you throw him out, and you sin it. Remember we had that back in the second parak, right? You're not yotzin someone else's sukkah. So e karka nigzelas sukkah zuli, vinami karka en nigzelas sukkah shuli. So according to Beleza, it's no good either way. Why? Because we have a discussion whether land, that's a big sugi really in the beginning of the third parak and other places in Shas, whether karka, how do you steal land? I can steal a book, I can steal a phone, I put it in my pocket, and I go off with it, right? Metaltal and movable items, I can steal. How do you steal land? You can just pick it up and take it with you, right? It's theirs. How do you steal land exactly? So do we have some concept, I'm oversimplifying a very complicated thing, but how do you have a concept of stealing land? Okay? And if someone uses someone else's land, is that called it stolen? No, obviously he's just using it, but the land itself is not stolen because, you know, it stays where it is. So, again, that's the question of karka nigzelis or karka in nigzelis. I'm a chokas. So the Gemara says here, if you hold karka nigzelis, so by kicking the guy out of his sukkah, off his land, and I'm using his land, and I'm stealing a sukkah, it's a stolen sukkah. And even if you hold that's not called gezula because we have a cloud of karka in nigzelis, even if you say karka in nigzelis, at best, it's a sukkah shula. At best, it's borrowed. It's still the other person's. You kick them out, but it's still the other person. And the lezer holds that ain't adam yotzei chavos b'sukkah shachaveris. So in such a case, sukkah gezula is no good. That's what he says. Rabbanan tamayu. The Rabbanan disagree. They say the ami adam yotzei chavos b'sukkah shachaveris. The Rabbanan say no. You can be yotzei with somebody else's sukkah, and they believe it karka in an exelis. They hold that the principle is karka in an exelis, so it's not considered gzula. The sukkah shuli, and therefore it is a borrowed sukkah, and it's good. Aval gozel eitzah sikma and they call ain't let them find it. They stole the wood and they built the sukkah. That's something else, but that's the sukkah that we need to see over there. Let's look at Rashi. Sachet brushes a rabbin. That's also called stealing because hanami gezel a rabbin. You're preventing people from walking that part of the sidewalk, if it's in Rishus HaRabim, you put up a sukkah there so the person can't get by, or the car can't get by, whatever. So the machlok is, the possible lezer going should talk of his chaver b'chazka, b'chazoka, you overpower the owner. V'otzir misukos abnu b'karkos shel nigzal. You took him out of the sukkah, it's on his land. V'chol mechubel karka erikul karka, that's another issue, it's not for us. So the lezer tamei, d'omar sukkah shu'ula ein yotzin bo, the parakayoshim, we saw that in Dav Chav Zayin Beis, right? It's considered now in the ownership of the person. Again, when it comes to a book, I steal a book, so right now it's in my hand, so that's called gzela, right? But you can't really say this anything by land. So if you say karka nigzela, senachan was still karka nigzela, so sukkah gzuli. Velezadarish tasa lechom mishalachom, lo gzula lo shula, right? He has that drasha we learn, chagasukas tasa lechom. The ain't nigzela, so well, mishus balei, if you hold the principle karka ain't nigzela, then never is considered to have left the ownership or the control of the owner. Havele shula, it's the best is borrowed, pluti bagozo. That's a machlokas in Baba Basra. Ikram on the karkening zealous. The Dorshi Ramiyat, we call on the karkening zealous. Dorshi Kholi Prote, how they learn how psukim. Again, it's here in the beginning of Luba Gozal also. See the previous page. This is a long tosis. The Rabbanan for karkening zealous. The Sugi in Baba Basra. Fine. Okay. Rabban Latamayo, the Amri Yotzar, the Sukhosu Sheino Shalom, Bishula, Bishula, the karkening zealous. Rabbanan, he, the Amri Perka Gozal. They're the ones who hold karkening zealous. And so on. Okay, so that's the story. The rest of Rashi goes on to another detail we don't have to see. In any event, that's the sugi here. The Rambam paskins that way. If you look on the sheets, source number 38, Perek Hey Halacha Chaf Hey Hilchas Sukkah. Rambam writes Sukkah Shu'ula Ksheira, Vechena Gzula Ksheira. The Rambam says we're not advocating to do this, but if it's in terms of the mitzvah of sukkah, it's kosher. Ketzad. Im tokaf al chaber v'hutzio misukosu gozo yosher bo yotzo she'ena karkin exelis. Okay, that's you're yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. You're still violent, you're still a thief, you know, you're still doing something wrong. We're not telling you to do this, but in terms of the mitzvah of sukkah, you're yotze. Im gozo eitzim v'asim in sukkah yotzo. And if you even stole wood and built a sukkah, you're also yotze. Because takonis chachomi she'en lebal eitzim ala demei eitzim bilvad. Because all you owe the person, you don't owe him the wood, you owe him the price of the wood. You stole wood of his, well, built a sukkah out of it, so you owe him whatever that wood is worth. If you owe the value of the wood. Bafilu goes on the sermon, Nicham al-Khibra, Loshirim, Kulmiot, Zahosis, okay, fine, Osis, Sukhosh, Ramar, Zukhshev. So all these things are considered to be cautious. Okay, that's how we paskin over there. Now, what's interesting is, would seem to me, that we would seem to be actually, that the Gemara is discussing whether the psul of karka of gozel of stealing karka applies to sukkah, makes it a sukkah gzul or not. It depends whether karka exels or karka ain't exels. And the Rama paskins that a sukkah gzul is good because karka ain't exels. Okay, but one second, you know, what is the mitzvah here? Okay, what exactly is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. So what's that got to do with the karka? We discussed until now that the main essence of the sukkah, the cheft of the sukkah is what? The schach. Maybe you can schlep in the defanos, you know, so we spoke about yesterday, right? They have some, but the karka, what's the land got to do? I'm sitting here on the land, right? So how do we even bring up the issue of the karka? How do we talk about a sukkah, gzula? Karka depends, karka nizelas, karka nizelas, what's it got to do? right? It should be like the following. Look at this. We also mentioned this before. The Rambam writes in the Shofar. Shofar Sukkah all together. The Shofar, Perak Aleph, Aloch Aleph. The Rambam's opinion is, Mitzvah Asay Shel Torah, Lishmoa Truas HaShofar, Rosh Hashanah, Hashanah, Vayom Tshuya Lecha. The Mitzvah Shofar is not Takiyah Shofar, but what? Shmiya. Right? The Mitzvah Shofar is Shmiya. The Mitzvah Shofar is to hear the sound of the Shofar, not to blow the Shofar. Obviously, the Shofar is to be blown in order for you to hear it. But again, we discussed whether it's a Heksher Mitzvah, it's a, whatever it is. Okay? And we discussed that in connection with Heksher Mitzvah, because of the Torah and so on. Anyway, that's Halach HaHoch. You know, therefore the Rambam writes, Shofar Shel Avod HaZorah Ain't Token L'Chadchil Ain't Talk About Yotzah. Okay? But a Shofar used for Avod HaZorah, you blew it, it's Yotzah. Okay? And more important for us is towards the end of that one, Shofar HaGozel. You stole somebody's shofar and shetaka bo, you blew it. Yotzo she'ein hamitzah ela mishmias hakol, because the mitzvah is to hear the sound. So good, you stole. Not good. You're not supposed to steal somebody's shofar. You're violating the issue of stealing, no doubt. But a guy stole a shofar and I blows the shofar. So the issue, the mitzvah shmias hakol. Afal pi shel nagavol hibiyah hashomea ve'ein bekol dim gezel. The sound wasn't stolen. Okay, and that's the sheet of the Rambam by the Kiyah Shofar. So in a certain sense, you should be able to say here also, you're sitting in the sukkah, I threw the guy out of his sukkah, I'm sitting in his land, but the mitzvah, that's not the sukkah, that's not the chefetz of mitzvah anymore than the shofar is, right? That's the issue. Okay, one other ha'ara before we read what the Rav said to put it all together. If you look back on the Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, in our parak. You know, we've seen different parts of this... You see, by the time we finish this, we're going through a lot of stuff in the first paragraph, you know, pulling everything together. But you see, the Testament of Allah. The Gemara says, the Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav. It's about, let's see, 3, 6, about 10 lines on the bottom. Okay. The Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav. I saw, the mid, the Toma Tzitzis. Okay. I'm Rudolf Barab. I saw in a kutzin. Okay, as Rashi says, I saw tzitzis. I mean, I grad and different things you make in tzitzis. Just a moment. I saw in a kutzin. Where was it here? I saw in a kutzin, in a neem, in a garden, psulim, in a sisim ksher. Okay. So it's certain types of material that are used for tzitzis or kosher, certain things are puzzle. Okay, well, I'm not interested so much in the tzitzis issues right now. All right. But it matters to put in lishma or not, and it says why is it? What's the issue there? Because you need tviya lishma. You need that the tzitzis have to be woven or spun lishma. So hachanami niboy sukkah asu lishma is what's really important for us. So does a sukkah also to build lishma? No. Shiny house on the makor gedilim tasa lecha lecha l'shem chovah. No. When it comes to tzitzis, it says certain rules that has to be spun and made lishma. So one second, so chanami chagasukas tasalacha lachalashim chovcho. No, but it also says chagasukas tasalacha. Okay, that's the issue there. It has to be lishma or not. And the Gemara says no. Ahu meboile lim ute gezulo. Okay. Look in Rashi, Lemute Gezula, the Be'inan Taselacha Mishalacha. So the Gemara says by Tzitzis, Hosan Namgoy Lemute Gezula, Hosan Sikorachin of Asulahem Mishalahem. Fine. So the Tzitzis issue I'm not so interested in, but the Gemara says that from the word, what's important for us is the Gemara says from the words Chag Asukas Taselacha, we learn what? That the Chsukah has to be, it can't be stolen. Lemute Gezula. What was stolen? The sukkah gzula is no good. So, Tosus raises the kasha. Ahuma by the last Tosus on the page. Tema. What do you mean? Typically, mishum dehavale mitzvah bo abavera. What do we need a drush over here? Chag sukkah taselacha to teach you that why that a stolen sukkah is no good. We have a general cloud. That's what's going on over there. That's what comes up over there in the third paragraph we saw before. The issue of mitzvah bo abavera. Right? The old rule. The high time of passing an esrog agozel beyond kushan. That's why it's stolen. Esrog is no good. Lulav agozel is no good. First day it's no good because it's special drosha of lochem. Without that, the second day there's no drosha of lochem because it's only lekachtem lochem by marisham. So the second day of Sukkot, third day of Sukkot, etc. You can't use a stolen elul of an esrog either. That's the difference. You can use a borrowed one second day and on because you don't need lachem. But you still can't use a stolen one because the mitzvah bo aver. So what do we need a special pasuk over here of Chag HaSukkah's Tasalcha to exclude a stolen sukkah when what? They have a general rule of mitzvah bo aver, the third paragraph, right? So he says, high time pasuk esrog goes mount to shein lekam and brachel goes. Well, he shmeitz a gufa kasha. The conversion of the rishon bin lachem is lachem. And the sheni amai, when misham shum dehava la mitzvah be'er, Hashim came, lama lu lachem is lachem. Okay, so then they guess a general question. So you could ask that in the Gemara over there too. What do you need lachem on the first day? It's possible anyway. You went out lachem, right? When we were hasam, he kushni, it's a lamuti shol. Over there you need it because the first day borrowed one is good. It's no good, rather. You have to exclude borrow. Aval gabi suke, lekashni hachi. The Rabbanan Dam Rekham Parakash, Rabbi Yotzi, the Chavas Mesukas of Chavera. Okay, but now from the Sivkal, I said, Yishu Mesukas, Moham Shekhoi, you saw a ruin of Shevesh Mesukachas. We had that, right? In other words, let's go over again. What do you need a special pasuk to tell me that a Sukkah Gzul is no good? There's a dinner, it's Abba Vera. I'll tell me, well, one second. In the third parak, it tells you on the first day of Sukkah, the Luv and Esuk, Arbaminim, stolen is also no good because there's Lachem. What do you need that for? So there you'll say, no, I need that to tell me that a borrowed one's also no good, which is true. On the first day of Sukkot, borrowed armament also, the whole din, you have to give it, it's a lot of maizes, but the borrowed one is no good. You can't give that answer here, because we paskin, like the Chachamim, that with a Sukkah, like we had, right? Kol Ezra, Ruim, everyone can sit in the same Sukkah, we discussed that at the beginning of the year, right? So, back to our question. Those things, V'yesh Lomar, the time of the mitzvah aver lav daraisa el drabanan. It's a big discussion. But Tosfos gives a teretz. He says the mitzvah of avera is only rabbinic psul, okay, which is fine for a little of an esrog beyond day one because only rabbinic mitzvah, right? But sukkah, the Gemara wanted to show, is psul on a daraisa level. That's why they quote the psul. Stone sukkah is psul on a daraisa level. If you would have told that only the time of mitzvah of avera, so you would have said okay, stone, not okay. Stone sukkah is only psul drabanan. Because the dinner mitzvah aver is pasul as a psul drabanan. That's why the Gemara wanted to have over here a pasul chag sukkah satzalacha that excludes a sukkah gzula on a deraisa. Fine. Okay, with all that background, now let's look at source 43. 42. Yeah, this is from the Rishina Shirim of Salvechik on sukkah that Rabbi Rachman put out. Okay, first he begins. This is the middle of the piece. Yotze mikach sharamba v'harosh pligi b'sodo shavash yanal. This is what we discussed yesterday. He summarizes. Harambam sober shegam mechitzus ha'sukkah nechshavus megufa hachefta shal ha'sukkah. Lefichach posik, shekashem shchal shem shamayim ala schach, kach shem shamayim ala mechitzus, and therefore you're not allowed to use them for your own purposes, right? We discussed it yesterday. Meidach, harosh maskin rashi v'sober she'etzem hachefta shal ha'sukkah wa schach bovad. Va mechitzus rak machshirus as a schach, right? It's a hechshir or it's a secondary. Aber ein lechilek megufa hachefta shal ha'sukkah, so lechein posik harosh, shal ha'mechitzus lecha chalal shem shamayim. Raka gufa chefto shoshukah, shoshukah, hashchah, chala chala shem shemayim. That's, I put the paragraph in. This summarizes what we said yesterday. That's Reb Chaim. Now, says the Rav. Behine besugala, come on. Dona hagemar lamed aleph. We just saw dona hagemar in kayam. Hapsul de gozul bekarka sukkah zula. Okay? The tola yi karka ningzelas and ningzelas. Uposak a rambam, perak hayalacha chafei. We saw it. Shasukkah gzula ksher mishum shakarka ningzelas. Zela shonra, he quotes the rambam. Amnam, look in the next paragraph. Chalos hapsul shal gozul b'mitzvah zal pidin shal mitzvah b'avera tluya b'chalos shem cheftza shal mitzvah. When do we say mitzvah b'avera? When does mitzvah b'avera apply? When you're talking about the cheftza of the cheftza of the mitzvah is what was stolen. K'demuchach ma'asha kazav ramam perak halach l'shol ha'gimel v'zeh l'shono shofar ha'gozul shetok ha'boyot z'sheina mitzvah v'shines ha'kol etc. etc. v'ein b'kol din gezav chulei. Right, the Rambam tells us that stolen shofar is good. What happened to mitzvah bo avera? The answer is because mitzvah bo avera only applies when the stolen item is what? The cheftza shel mitzvah. By shofar, the cheftza shel mitzvah is a noise, the sound. So there's no mitzvah bo avera. Again, you're not allowed to do it, but there's no mitzvah bo avera, right? That's what I was saying. The Rambam is clear. In the shofar, that the din of mitzvah bo avera is applicable only when the stolen item is the item that is necessary for the use of the mitzvah. The shofar, not necessarily, it's the item of the mitzvah, the cheftza shel mitzvah. So, ba'ein b'kol din gezel. The shofar is stolen, so therefore, you should do it, etc. But the sound wasn't stolen. I'm supposed to hear the sound. I did hear the sound, right? So therefore, says the Rav, ulechor yipalei tzapela. The afal pisha mitzvah yishmias hakol mikomachum schefzes al shofar ma'akev al shofar machshus hamitzvah v'lama ein bo din gezel. But why shouldn't it be ubir zikno shemar and shida gonam chaimi brisk? The Rambam sober she afal pisha din shofar shemakev es hamitzvah zel mishum da shofar machshus hamitzvah b'ram hachefzes al hamitzvah atzmo ein al shofar hakol, exactly like the chaim we saw regarding the fanas, right? V'adin shal mitzvah b'aver chal lipsol dafka bechefz al mitzvah atzmo. Ho, we'll call hashofar who levado chefz al mitzvah. V'ashofar ena el machshir mitzvah lo chal psul gezel b'mitzvah s'shofar. Kevin shal etzem hakol lekadin gezel k'mur b'rama. Good. So far so good, but now we have a problem. The last paragraph. V'lovize yesh la'ayim b'sukah. Dehino nire, right? V'chein v'cham raiz, etc. Da'afiru l'rambam shesover shadfanos imaschach mashus etzem hachefz shal sukah. We come up on karka ena be'etzem hachefz shal sukah. We could talk about the defanos perhaps, schach for sure. We talked yesterday about the defanos having a role, but nobody says the karka, okay? Kibasuka ain't din karka kal. I'm not going to sit in the air. You're sitting on the ground, but that's got nothing to do with the sukkah. The sukkah is a structure, it's on the ground. You got to put the table and chair and the bed somewhere. So it's on the ground, but the ground is not part of the sukkah. Right? The dirt or the patio, whatever you build your sukkah, the driveway is not part of the sukkah. Sukkah is the schach. Also, the defanos are in the mix, but the karka is certainly not in the mix. Okay? V'nira dog k'davar poshim t'chalos shem shamayim b'sukkah ain't a chala klala a karka. Nobody's going to say that chal shem shamayim now that he used, you know, the schach, and we said the defanos you can use. So the karka, there's no din of chal shem shamayim on a karka. Okay, the ena chetzer shel sukkah. You can you pale me'achar the ena karka me'etzem a chetzer sukkah. Ena chetzer shel mitzvah. Madu a salkadach livso mitam mitzvah avera. Ukshera dafka mishum den an exelis. Why does the Gemara say? Well, the reason it's okay is because karka and exelis. What do you mean? Who cares about the karka? The karka is not part of the chetzer shel mitzvah at all. Not even by extension. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with the sukkah. It's there. The sukkah happens to rest on the ground. So, I mean, I'm over exhibiting around. So I stand on the ground when I dive, and I stand on the ground and put on the stones. I don't do the mitzvah, right? So therefore, he's wondering, so why does only make, why does the Gemara seem to make it dependent upon karka and exelis? Haridin agezel mitzvah bover, chal dafka v'cheftzel ha-mitzvah, v'lo b'chol dobra abol ha-hakshir ha-mitzvah, kirich hazinu b'shofar. The karka, the sukkah, should be no worse than the shofar. Right? Umayishna shofar, shein bo psul gezel, the mitzvah bo'aver, and mikarka sukkah. The e name of the karka and exel, yesh chalas psul, the mitzvah bo'aver, and mitzvah sukkah. It's argion. Interesting, that's a kasha. Stama, that's a kasha. And the Gemara, the Gemara later brings in karka and exelis into the discussion of a stolen sukkah. The chora, it has nothing to do with the discussion. According to the Rambam, anyway, you want to hold others. Okay, but certainly according to the Rambam, what it says by the shofar, the Rambam says that the any item which is secondary or tertiary even to the performance of the mitzvah is not subject to the rule of mitzvah bo avera. So that should be true about the karka. So I stole the karka, right? I built the sukkah on your land, okay? Or I built the sukkah from the Rambam, right? Okay, so what was stolen is in that case was the karka. So it's not nice, not right. What's it got to do with mitzvah bo avera? You follow that's the kasha. Now in the footnotes, in footnote 3 of 44, and that and it's printed in the Rishim HaShiurim, in the Aras, the Tochen Lomar, perhaps a suggested answer. Okay, the Gemara mevi a pasuk miyuchad besuka lecha lahotzi esagzul. Right, we just saw the Gemara brings a special limud haga sukkah tasa lecha to tell you that the sukkah zul is no good. So parsha mitosos we saw the lamali kra tipper ve mishum davim mitzvah b'avera. Right? That was Tosas Kasha. Tosas because Mitzvah Bo'aver is like, and we're looking for a Daraisa. Fine. Well, the Rambam Yishomai, the Gzeres HaKasu, the Gozo, Posse B'sukkah, Bo, Livso, Kol, Dover HaGozo B'sukkah, V'gam, Dover HaMachshir HaMitzvah, Afal Pi, Sheino, Etzem HaChefza Shal Sukkah, V'hainu Karaka. No. You're right. If it would only be a problem, Mitzvah Bo'aver, Ain't a chenami, we wouldn't have been having this discussion about the karka, whether karka and exela is karka and exela, it's got nothing to do with mitzvah bo avera, because mitzvah bo avera is what? Is only on the chefzah shel mitzvah, and that's not the case of the karka. But now that we have a special pasuk, chagah sukkah, tasa lecha, lahotzi esagzula, that's a more encompassing psul, not just like tosek, that's the raisa, and it was drabonim. When you have lahotzi esagzula, anything that's part of this mitzvah can't be gzula. And that'll already include the karka. That's what I was suggesting here. Okay? He says, the sukkah gzula psul, the madam are karka in zelz, afal pish in a karka, the etzim shachetzah shal sukkah, who can do money. Again, this is the Ha'aretz of Rav Reichman. So he writes, "Palm Shomati Teres and Pimor Rav Moran Shliva." Notes what's in the 40s, what the Rav himself said in the Shia. This is in the footnotes. He says what some of the Talmidim he himself thought. Okay, he said he once heard this about the Dvar Lechor and the Chonam Ha'ol. But he now hashed to the Pesach Ram to Karka and Izels Hadra Kushel Gzula might be in Lechor Tipukim Shuns of Avera. He talking Nafkamil Lagabe Suka Asul Lagabe Agol Gzula Shikarka Suka Zul Hazun Izels. In any event, that's his Teretz. Okay, so you know that kind of. I just want to add this to what we said yesterday. We're talking about the Tzchach and the Fanas. There's a little bit of discussion about the Karka as well. Okay. Suggested answer is that when do we say that we were concerned only with that which is used as the chafshesh mitzvah? That's when the address of the psul is mitzvah abal bavera. Mitzvah abal bavera, taka like the Rambam says by shofar, is only when you have when what is impacted, what is stolen, is the chafshesh mitzvah. So if the shofar is stolen, that's not the chafshesh mitzvah. Shofar, the sound is the mitzvah, right? The shofar is necessary, but it's not included in the mitzvah abal bavera. So if we're just mitzvah ba'aver, we'd say the same thing by the ground of the sukkah. We'd say if you built a sukkah, I'm sure rather than stole from the public, okay, that would not be a problem of mitzvah ba'aver, because the karka is not relevant here. But now that we have on Daf Tes a special pasuk karka sukkah stasa lecha, which Tos says, what do you need it for? Because once you have mitzvah ba'aver, what do you need a special pasuk? The answer is okay, because the Tos says, because the pasuk is the raisa, and mitzvah ba'aver is on the rabbana. But the Rabbi's suggestion goes more than that. Is a more encompassing exclusion or a more encompassing requirement than mitzvah bavera. That'll apply to anything which is necessary for the sukkah, even if it's not part, necessary for the mitzvah, even though it's not part of the chetash of mitzvah. The karka is necessary, you can't, you're not going to sit in midair, right? You need the karka. So therefore, it's included under chaga sukkah tasa l'cha lahotzeh sagzula. Okay? So that's I wanted to for that. That ends what I want to say from yesterday. In terms of just sort of the different component parts, if you will, of a sukkah, right? The ikar is a schach, the tefanos, and even the karka is somehow in the mix as well. Okay, let's move now to the Gemara of Beis Mon Aleph, where the Gemara starts. So the Gemara begins by a technical question. Tanan Hasam. Where the Gemara begins? Tanan Hasam. We said that a sukkah, which is taller than 20 amas, machlokas between the Tanakam and Yehuda, Chacham and Yehuda, okay, the Chacham says it's no good. If the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, what it means, higher or 20 plus, whatever it means, but the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, the Chacham says it's possible, Yehuda mashu. Yehuda mashu. Tanan Hasam is a similar machlokas in Erevin. Mavoi, shugavoa ma'esim amma, yema'it. If you have a mavoi that's higher than what it's explained in a second, 20 amas, also yema'it. According to Chachamim, because it's too high. Behuda Omer Ein Tzarach. Behuda said, you don't have to. That's exactly the same machlok, the same speaker. It's a Rabbanan Behuda. Okay? Rabbanan Behuda. So, let's take a look at Rashi. Mavoi Shigavoa. Okay, what exactly is a Mavoi? That's what I put on the sheet because it's important to know just a little bit of background. In order to understand this, you want to just understand a little bit how, I guess, the city planning worked in those days, the days of the Gemara. Okay? Basically, what you had was in picture in your mind's eye, picture Meir Sharim. Okay, there's a little bit of Meir Sharim, right? Picture Meir Sharim, where you have like a main street that's a Rishus HaRabbim. And then you have these small alleyways which lead into courtyards. And the courtyards have several homes or apartments, whatever he wrote, that open up into that courtyard. That's the setup we're talking about. It's not like us, you know, although sometimes even here, you have like several apartment buildings that may not have a common courtyard, and then there's an alley which you know which takes you. So, but you know we don't think of it that way. But it's not true in the suburbs. So you have a street, and then every house has its own, you know, is on the street. But when you have an apartment type arrangement, again, even New York City, okay, sometimes you have there's a courtyard you go in, and there's apartments A, B, C, and D. You know, they have a common courtyard with a stretch of sidewalk, whatever that goes to the main thoroughfare and so on. So that's we have that today. But you can picture Meir Sharim going on, ducked into the side alleyways there. That's how it's set up, right? So a mavoi is basically an alleyway. Okay, it's an alley that links a chutzer. Okay, you have a chutzer, which is a courtyard, to which several apartments open, and several different chutzeros, consisting of a few apartments each, a few homes in each, open up to this alleyway. The alleyway now goes into the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that's the basic structure. So there are two types of mavoi. Okay, very often the mavoi, the alley, is a dead end. Okay, in other words, because it ends with the courtyard, and the courtyard on the right, and the courtyard on the left, and go through this alleyway, and it's a dead end. It's called the mavoi sasum, satum, closed, right, closed alleyway. As opposed to sometimes the alleyway that goes to an open the other end, to another place. That's called the mavoi mifulosh. Mifulosh means it's through, a through street, as opposed to a dead end. I used to call them dead end, I thought I'd call them cul-de-sacs. Right, but, you know, my group was a dead end. So anyway, the point is that it's a, that's a mavoi, right? So, we're talking obviously in the Masechet Erev about carrying on Shabbos. So let's look in Rashi here. Mavoi shu gavoa, mavoi shu sasu mishosh stodim. It's closed on three sides, right? It's a wall on three sides. The rosho pasuch l'rishos harabim, but the fourth side, the opening, goes into the rishos harabim. The chatzeros psuchos lo, several courtyards open into this alleyway. The yotzos hu bars rishos harabim, that's how people go in and out to rishos harabim. Harehu rishos hayochid legabe chatzeros. Okay, these the mavoi really is rishus hayochid, you know, to enter into the courtyard. But v'asru chachomim lahotzim rishus or rishus chamero below eruv shachatzeros kol achas rishus laatzmo. Okay, basically the chachomim asir carrying on Shabbos. Okay, even though it's a, for example, again, picture an apartment building right now, regular apartment building. Forget about, right? You usually have a lobby. Okay, and the lobby is where everybody is allowed to go, and the hallway is everybody's allowed to go, but the individual apartments, of course, are private property. Okay, so what you have, the halacha is, the chacham said, you can't carry from your apartment, even though everything's indoors, even though it's enclosed, doesn't matter, because that you can't carry into that common area, the rabbanon, okay, without making some kind of a tikkun, we call it an eruv. But that's the situation here. V'tzrichav oshitav l'shtat, and you have to join, the people have to join together, l'shtatav kol ha-chatzeros b'pas or b'yayim, u'laniach ha-shitav b'achas min ha-chatzeros, and you take some food, some wine, some bread, and you put it in one of the chatzeros. Okay, l'vishayim l'mechitz v'yayim, so carve it out. Now, that's one thing. So what do you do by putting, and by the way, there's a lot to say about this. When we talk about, let's say, I live in Teaneck, there's an Eruv in Teaneck. There's an Eruv in whatever town you live in, probably. Most towns today have an Eruv. When I was a kid, it was not like that. But most Orthodox communities today have an Eruv. Okay? An Eruv is really a misnomer. Okay? The Eruv is up, the Eruv is down. You know what the Eruv is? The Eruv is a box of food. Okay? Usually we use matzahs because it keeps, okay? That is kept in one place, either in the shul or the rabbi's house or something like that, where, but in fact, everybody in town has a chelek in that box of matzahs. Now, we may not have chipped in, but we have a rule of zoch and love shalom fun of one person does on behalf of everybody. So basically, what it means is that the areas which until now were individually owned, in a certain sense, we all have a chelek. We're all, it's one big happy family. We can all go from one to the other because that box of food, I have the right to it, he has the right to it, you have the right to it, he has the right to it. So we can go and get that box of food. So combining different Rishus HaYochids into one, that's what's called Eruvei Chatzeros. My house in Teaneck and your house and your house and your house, we're all combined, we all have individual houses, okay? And in between there's not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, okay? That's a different discussion. It's not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa because not enough people travel there. You can't really do this trick if it's a real Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. But that's the concept of an Eruv. The Eruv, the word Eruv, la'arim, means to combine, to mix, to kind of really combine, joint, the joint together, that's what Eruv means. Okay, so there's one thing the Rashi alludes to here, that the Chacham said that unless there is something joining the people together, you can't carry from one to the other. And the same thing is true from one chatzer to another chatzer. Because even if in a particular chatzer, all the six apartments that open that chatzer, they put a box of matzahs in one place, and everybody has access, so they can carry in that common area. But you can't carry to the next common area unless all the chatzeros got together, right? And through the alleyway. Okay, and that's called shitufei mavoos. It's the same concept as eruv chatzeros. The word shituf also means to combine. Just like eruv means to combine, to mix together. So basically, this is the thing that the Chacham instituted in order to allow carrying.
That's what I said before. If the carrying is also d'oraisa, because the real Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, you can't do this because the Chacham can't undo a d'oraisa. But since carrying in these places only also d'rabbanan to begin with, so the d'rabbanan told you the iser, but they gave you a way to circumvent the iser. Heim amru, heim amru. They said it's also d'rabbanan. We're going to give you a way to get out. That's the idea of an Erev Chatzeres. That's what we say as a town has an Erev. Now, the idea of the telephone poles and the wires, okay, that's something else. It's related, and that's what Rashi says, because, well, that's the second part of Rashi. He says, because, but still, it does look like a Rosh Hashanah. Like this alleyway where everybody goes in and out, you know, to get to different chateras, there's a street here, so it snacks at Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan, even though it's not Rosh Hashanah, they're Isa, but the Rabbanan said you shouldn't carry there. So therefore, hitzrichu heker b'rosha pasuch l'shut rabbim. You have to put up construct something right where this alleyway meets the street, the Rishut Rabbim, the thoroughfare. You got to put up something that indicates, like a heker, a reminder that now we're dealing, you know, about this. This is the meeting point of the real Rishut Rabbim and the alley, which only also rabbanim. Okay, you follow? That's a heker. And what is the heker? So the heker is, lechi zakuf, either what's called a lechi, a post, a dowel, a post on the side, okay? Kora mikosa lekosa, a crossbeam at the top. So a lechi is something which is vertical, and a kora is horizontal. Either one is okay, okay? That serves as a reminder that this is the end of the Rabbanan or so. Again, an alleyway with the rice you can carry because it's surrounded by three walls. It's open on one end, so the rice you can carry there. But the Rabbanan say you can't, and the Rosh Hashanah you can't carry because the real Rosh Hashanah. So where it meets, where this alley meets the Rosh Hashanah, you should build some type of what's called a lechi, which is a post on a side post. Okay? Has to be a certain amount of tochem high, 10 tochem high, or a korah, crossbeam. Okay? That's the background. That's what Rashi said. But I want to show a little more background. So take a look at the sheets. Okay. I printed the Rashi in Erevin and Basil out of Rashi and Mishnah. So what's the issue here? You got to put a crossbeam. What's the parallel to Sukkah? The crossbeam can't be, if you're using the Korah option, that Korah can't be higher than 20 amos. Just like the Koin Tech Chachamim. And according to Yehuda, it can. So that's the parallel to Sukkah, right? The Korah, if you're using the crossbeam option for the connection between this Mavud, this alleyway, and the Rosh Hashanah, so it can't be, right? That's what it means, Tanan Hossam. It's a Mishnah Erevin, right? The Mishnah Erevin based on Aleph. The Mavud Shub, Gavom, Hetzimami, Yema'id. You got to shrink it down and bring the Korah down, Yema'id. Lower the crossbeam, okay? Less than 20 amos. Yehuda, Omein, Atzorach. Yehuda says, you don't have to. So it's Lashit Hossam. It's the same Yehuda and same Chachamim. Now let's look in Rashi and Erevin, okay, three, in the sheets. Mavushu gavoa, sheinichas akor lemalam esam, v'kora zu lahatir l'talta l'socha ba. The purpose of this crossbeam, this kora, is to allow you to carry in that alleyway, in that mavu. The midoraisa, itzer hosos v'shuzharab b'shabbos, okay, of course, midoraisa, you're not allowed to carry in a shuzharab b'shabbos. Umayi v'shuzharab, how do we define v'shuzharab? Sratya uplatya gadova. A big open plaza, an open thoroughfare, right? A main thoroughfare, Times Square, you know, a bit busy, Sratcha Platcha, right? Kedamar Perkins, Shabbos, Shabbos, Vav, and Beit. Shadom, where do we get this from? Shadom and Ledigle Midbar. Okay, it's paralleled after the encampment of the Jews in the desert. The Chomel of the Shabbos in Mishkan Gamrina, you know this, right? All Shabbos issues are learned, all malachas on Shabbos are derived from what happened in the Mishkan, right? Whatever was mutter to do in the Mishkan, that's it. Not mutter, whatever we had to do in the Mishkan, that's what's us on Shabbos, right? All the 39 malachas on Shabbos are things which were done for the construction of the Mishkan and the construction operation of the Mishkan, right? That's how we know that what the 39 malachas are, right? The Torah just says, L'sasecha malacha. That's how it's in Dibros. So what is a malacha? So we know from the Mishkan what a malacha is. And the logic is, well, if you can't do this activity, even because the Torah says in a couple of places, both in Kisisa and Vayakal, they were not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. I might have thought, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm doing such an important thing, building the Mishkan on Pesach Hashem, but also the Mikdash. I should even be allowed to build on Shabbos. Comes the Torah and says, no, we're not allowed to build the Mishkan even on Shabbos. So if these activities are also even for something so noble and something so important as building the Mishkan, then certainly I can't do it with my own needs. Right? That's the logic. That's the idea of the 39 halachos on Shabbos. Right? If these things couldn't be done even for something so important as the Mishkan, Abadi, you can't do it for yourself. Yeah, well, then it's part of our posh, right? So everything's learned from the Mishkan. The agolos shelaviim berochav sheishes ama azlik. Remember, as Gemara works out that the wagons which Leviim used for transporting when the Mishkan was disassembled and then reassembled when it came to a new place, right? The Torah described. So there were certain wagons the Leviim had, and they were 16 amas wide. Okay, there were 16 amas wide these wagons that transported. Now, can I remember? Hilchav. So now, if the wagons had to get through. Okay, that means the street, the thoroughfare, the place you're crossing, had to be at least 16 amas wide. Otherwise, these wagons weren't going to get through. So therefore, we learn from there that the definition, one of the definitions of the rabbin, is a place that's wider than 16 amas. Okay, the street that is wider than 16 amas, 32 feet. That applies to some streets, not others, depends on the street, right? I mean, but so he says, and a mefulush mishnei roshim. And not only that, but a thoroughfare, obviously, is open on both ends. Aval mavoi kotzer who mavoi is shorter. Says Rashi there in Erevin Beis Malam. The ain't no roch of sheishes amma. A mavoi is not 16 amas wide. The alleyways that we're talking about again. Think meishar inami rochavu but ain't a foolish. And even if it's wide, it doesn't go all the way through the other end. El rosh echad pasul shirosharab. Rosh echad sasam. One side of it opens to shirosharab. The other side is blocked. You know, it's a dead end. The Avon Foolish will have a Mishnah Bikorah. Because if it was wide, if it goes all the way through, then of course we wouldn't be enough. Can I mean a Gemara? The Kayma, the Shalab Rishal Rabin, who sent it down Rishal Rabin, Shari Latal Tule, Beiminat Torah, Belisham Tikkun. You can carry the Doraisa without doing anything. The Rabbanon Gozer, but Rabbanon Asid, Mishum the Asi Lechlufe, Bishus Harabim. Actually, the reason the Rabbanon Asid is because people mix it up. They'll think, oh, this is like a regular shirab. They'll think you can carry the Rabbim. Bisharyu, but the Kanta, the Lechil Korab, but at the same time, the Chav Asid, but the Zer Rabbanon. Because this place, since it's the place where everybody goes, everyone who lives in any one of these courtyards that this alleyway leads to, goes in and out that way. So it looks, you know, it smacks of a Rishus Harabim. So the Chacham said, don't carry there. But at the same time, Sharyua, but they allowed it, but Takanto, the Lechi or Kor, the Lehevi Akeva. But they said, but if you put up some kind of a signal, some kind of a structure to remind people, okay, like either a Lechi on the side, you know, a beam on the side, or a cross beam, okay, then the Leles Emishus or Rabbi Gemur, then you'll realize this is a separate area, it's not like Rishus or Rabbi. The Meiri there in Erevin says a little differently in printed in source 4. The Meiri says, "Achsho and Osukim betikan amove asosum." Should be not Torah or should Yahad Gemura? Be not Torah says the Meiri. The Rambam may not agree with that, but it's a machlokas over there, not for us. But the Meiri writes the type of move we're talking about. Midoraisa is or should Yahad Gemura? The talta v'sog can carry, and the lechayv v'zikim mitochel or should Rambam to throw from that alleyway or to carry from that alleyway to the Rambam is a doraisa. So we do a bana until you enclose it with a fourth wall, then it's completely closed. Or Ella Shadaya Balechia Kar Mishaina in Elam Shum Heker. It's a hecker. Shim lo yiru stima mitzadri yachshu shav der chamam shirab yabal talpa mitokol shizarab. The Miri says a little differently. Rashi says it seems to say the concern the Chachamim is that people will think, well, if you can carry this alleyway, you can carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also. So they made the alleyway look different, so you won't realize that it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Miriam thinks that if you're carrying the alleyway, which you can, you'll forget, you'll go right out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So at the entryway, they have a sign, stop here, you know, they have a cross beam, a lechi that reminds you not to, but a little different angle. It's not, you'll consider that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you'll carry into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Fine. Okay. So it did a little different than Machlokes Rishonim there. The Rambam Paskin, the source 5, Perek, Yud Zayin, and Bechel Shabbat HaKabez. Heich Matir Moba Asosim, Oso Baruch Rabbi Yislechi Echad, O Oso Kora Dai V'dayo, V'techashev, Oso Kora, O Oso Lechi, Kilu Sosam Ruach Rabbi Yis. It's as if you stopped up that fourth side. You didn't. You can walk right through. But it's as if you stopped it up. Okay? The Aser Rishus Yachad, the Mutal Talta B'Kulu. Not that it's exactly the same thing. But now you know, in our Erevin that we have in towns, Okay, basically, we built the Tzuras HaPesach, our Erevin, we build two lechis on each side and a cross beam. Okay, like the shape of the Hebrew letter Ches. Right, Konami Kam, like the letter Ches. And it's like a doorway. It's called the Tzuras HaPesach, a doorway. And we have basically the whole town surrounded by a series of doorways. Okay, let's say I live in a house. I carry inside my house. Yeah, let's say the front door is open. Can I still carry in the house? Yes. Let's say the front door and the back door are both open. Okay. Yes. Let's say I have a side door. Everything's open. Okay. The answer is as long as you have more closed than open, you know, parts. Okay, it's okay. But when you're dealing with something which is the chachamim, the ramat there, that even if you have nothing, no actual wall, you just have a series of doorways. That's the kula of what we call Eruv. So what many times you use is the telephone poles and the wire. Okay, sometimes when you go to camp or some kosher hotel somewhere in the mountains, they build in the back, you know, around the hotel or around the camp. They'll build. They'll take a bunch of posters, you get yay high, and put a string. The string has to be directly above. That's the problem sometimes with telephone poles, because the wires are not above, the wires on the side. You have to be careful, you have to look and say whatever. Sometimes you have to build something. What we do a lot of times, we build something attached to the pole that goes up and hits the wire. Because the telephone pole itself is not good because the wire's on the side. And the wires are drilled into it. Sometimes the wires do go, but we have to look in each case, it's complicated. But be that as it may, during the summertime, it's I'm in Teaneck, some of the people involved in the area. So several of us, the Rabbanim, once we have someone checks the area every week. But once a year, the Rabbanim go around and look at the whole area. It takes about 12 hours to be the whole outing, okay, to see every pole and every, you know, and every, make sure that the wires are in the right place and so on and so forth. So it's a big operation when you're building a town around, an area around a town. You're building an area around your own backyard, or you're building an area around a campsite. So it's different. The good thing is that you have telephone poles and wires. Those are very helpful to us. You don't have to go up and construct things. Sometimes, some places you do, but most of the time you have the town wires. The trouble is that now, in the newer communities, a lot of build a lot of telephone and cable stuff is underground, you know, so that's a problem. Okay, people have to figure it out. But bottom line is that that's the idea. So the getting back to our discussion, so the Rambam writes over here that this korah, this lechi, is as if you closed it up, right? In this kind of situation, with a mavli, the aser rishli yochel the amutal talta b'socho shadin torah b'shalosh mechitz b'vad mutal talta. This whole isser in this mavli is only it's not din torah, it's mutter. So from here, the Shulchan passed it the same way in the Shabbos. Archaim Siman Shin Sama Gimel Siv Gimel. I printed in Source 6. You don't have to read everything here inside. Okay, the Mishaburin Siv Kotan Yud Gimel. Again, you can see that that's the Psak. Okay, now where did all this come from? Where did all this concept of Erev and the you know, Shetuvim Mavos come from? So actually, it goes back, according to the Gemara in Erevin, it goes back to the days of Shlomo HaMelech. It's a very early rabbinic injunction. Okay, the Pasuk Kohelet says, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Taz, V'yobosah shakalas chacham od limed, limad das, is on v'izim, v'chiker, tiken, mishalim harbe. Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech, was very wise, and he taught the people many mishalim, and he izim, v'chiker. So what does it mean? So Rashi says in Kohelet, Perek Beis, a lot more wisdom than written here in this book. What is Izein? Also Aznayim LaTorah. Aznayim means ears, but Aznayim also means handles. Kekupa Zushain Aznayim Lechos Ba. Sometimes you have something, you give no handles to pick it up. Let's have a cup of tea. Okay, and it's too hot, so you have no handles, not going to pick it up. So what did he do? He came and he also was naim. Shetikain Erevin l'siag shmir Shabbos. Shlomo HaMelech instituted Erevin and also tikain until Zidayim. Siag l'tara. And al shnios siag l'arayos. Certain prohibited sexual relations, he expanded the Torah's Yisur Mitzvot. So these are Tekanos Darbona. The Darbona goes back to Shlomo HaMelech. That's the Gemara says in Erevin Dabchof Alach Medbeis. So it's that. I'm Yudam Rishmoch. Okay, fine, with his wisdom makes these takonas. Okay, and what was the takonas? So Rashi writes in 11, is the Erevin Chafal Beis, Shlomo Tikin Erevin Chatzeres, and God says, Shalola Hotz, Mashtiach, Mashtiach, Kavera. Okay? Lasso Siog, Bar Chaval, Isa Torah, even though, like in the case we had before, even though I'm not going through a Sharab, I'm going from one Rishus to another, like in an apartment building, so you can't do it. Shalom Yobo, Ahatim, Sharab, Mashtiachim. That's what Shlomo Melech did. And the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, the very beginning, starting in Parak Aleph, the first seven halachas I printed here. Hopefully you have a chance to go through it. I'm not going to read them all now, but he spells it out beautifully, as always. Okay? So the first thing is a chotzer, sheyesh bo shcheinim harbe. You have a courtyard that have many neighbors. Okay? Each one his own house. So mido raisa, they can carry in the chotzer. And they can carry from my house to the chotzer, from my chotzer to your house, right? The whole area is considered, because everything is considered shel yachid. And the same thing is true with the mavli. Okay, an alleyway, like we said before. But halacha beis, all the beis sofrim, the rabbanon. Again, going back to Shlomo Melech, asur l'shchena l'talta v'shleyachid. Okay, they have, as Rambam says, the end of halacha beis. Dover zet hakana Shlomo beis dinu. Okay, there was Shlomo and his bezdin. We don't know the second is. Okay, and halacha dalav, the Rambam writes, why did Shlomo Melech make such a takana? Kedei shelo yitu ha'am biyomer k'shem shemuta lahotz min hachatzeres l'rchovos. And so on. You know, again, it's a siyag not to carry or transfer things from a real Rishon HaRabim and so on, like we said. And therefore, he says, you should read through all this if you have the time, because the Rambam, you know, if you're interested in these dinim, spells everything out very, very clearly. Okay? So, you have to set up, so you really, really, Lemaisa, there's two things you have to do. You have to enclose the area, and, you know, make either actually enclose the area, actually, with the, or put up just the lechi or the korah by the entrance, or we do with the Erev Chatzeres is to make a series of door frames around the whole town. But then you have to do something that unites the people, and that's the collection of the food. There's really two things that have to be done. The Erev is really the food. When you're talking about the Erev is down, the Erev is not down, the source of Pesach is down. Right? The wire came down, it was a storm, this, you know, you'd be surprised how many, I learned working on Erev over many years, how many cars hit telephone poles. A lot. Surprised. I was surprised. You know, I got a call for over there. There's some accident. Oh, some guy hits the telephone pole. More than I ever dreamed. Okay, but anyway. But the point is, that's not the Eruv. We refer to that in common parlance and jargon as Eruv. Like in Yiddish, that's the Eruv. You know, but the Eruv is really the box of food. In any event, and what is the Erev? So that's what Rashi says. And the Rambam says, Allah Chabab, Umar Erev was there, the Kam, who she is Arab Machal Echad. You get food, Shemalech Nasob Erev Shabbos. That's everybody, we're all Mu'ravin, we're all connected. Okay? And in Allah Hazayin, he says, Erev is when you combine in Chatzeros, and Shituf is when you combine in Mavolos, but it's the same thing. Okay? What does the Erev accomplish? So actually, that's a machlokas in Erev and Daf Mem Tesla, which are printed here. Machlokas Shmuel and Rabba. Shmuel says Erev Mishum Kinyan. Okay, basically the Erev allows me to have a Kinyan. Now I have an ownership in it. Okay, and Rabba says Erev Mishum Dira. No, it's like I live. It's not the same as the Kinyan. And an Afkamina is what is the item if it's a Kinyan. So you should be able to do it with money. What do you got to do with food for? A dira, if you're trying to establish a dira, so one of the things that defines a dira is you eat there. Right? That's my home, I eat here. Right? So that's why you use food. If it's a kinyan, then, you know, if it's a kinyan, then Moz should work. Okay? Now, Shmuel agrees that Moz doesn't work, because he asked, the Gemara asked, so if it's kinyan, why doesn't Moz work? He has a technical reason, at least in those days, people didn't have coins around Erev Shabbos. Not like us, we have money lying around all the time, right? So, but theoretically, you could use it also. Anyway, the Tosis there in Erevin, the 15th, says, or the Gemara really says, you should use pas, okay, the bread, because that's what's most available, but money is not always available. Yeah.
What's the status of like the front yard and backyard?
Yes, so front yard and backyard, we should just clarify that the definition of Rishon HaRabim Rishon HaYochid is not ownership, like who owns the land. I can have my backyard is Rishon HaYochid in terms of the law, it's my yard, you're trespassing if you come without permission. But halacha, it's not halacha, it's sort of like the chutzir.
Unless
it's fenced in. Right? You know, in order to be considered a Rishon HaYochid for Shabbos purposes, has to be enclosed. Not with a roof, but it's got to be enclosed either with an actual fence or the fake fence. You know, an Erev, what we call the Erev, you know, is again, it's a fake fence. It has the cross, the two side posts and the cross. You imagine that there's a door there, right? There's filled in. It's not. Okay, and you have a series of those around your whole backyard, around the whole campsite, around the whole hotel property, whatever it may be. Okay, or around the whole town. It's around the whole town. It's a mammoth, over 1,000 posts and wires. But in any event, so that's the idea. So it's not a matter of just of ownership from the point of view of let's say, even Dine Hezek. You know, your animal comes in, so that's my yard, it's my food, and so on. So it's not a Mr. Rabbin, but it's like a chutzah for our purposes. Okay, the Rabbin held this Erevin, Perak Aleph, up at the Zion. Ketzad Ma'arv B'chatzeros, he says, Govan Chalal Achaz Shlem, we call by you, you get Chalal from every town, every resident, or one person giving it in a bag. But other people, and the same thing, okay, in Chalal Achaz Zion, that's Ma'arv B'chatzeros, and Chalal Achaz Zion is Ketzad Mishtat from the Mavoi. Shitu from above. Same, it doesn't have to be passed over there. Okay? And he's dealing with Shulchan Aruch appear in Shin Pei Vav, or Chaim Sim Shin Pei Vav, in Tzif Aleph, and the whole thing is Rabbanon. Asu Chacham Lutal Taman Chayim Tzanis Lomavui. Vehi Timu Yad, they Shituf, right? I mean, it was also Rabbanon, they Asu, but they had it, they built in a Hetzer. Namely, Shitu from above. Shagovin Pas Oda Racher, bread is other type of food, okay, from every Chatzer. And they put the food in one of the chatzeres. We view it as all one big area. Again, this was a crash course. I just think it's important to know when you're reading the Gemara, what's a mavoi, what's to do. Now, hopefully, I understand. And again, they have the Mishnah Berurah there. You can take a look. Okay, let's get back now to the Gemara itself. That was a quick overview of dinim about a mavoi. Again, I should know, just be familiar. So the Gemara says the same machlokas that appears by sukkah here in our Mishnah appears by if you use the korah option to make a mavoi that is going to be the heker to enter into or not to enter into really to the rabbin also can't be 20 amas high, more than 20 amas high, says the chachamim. Maybe they should lower it. The Mishnah says you don't have to. Okay, now the Gemara asks a technical question. Okay, in the third line of the Gemara, my shno gabi sukkah the tani psula or my shno gabi mavoi the tani takanta. It's the same machlokas, but yet the Mishnah, yeah, the Lashon is different. By sukkah, it says a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is pasul, and the Behuda says it's kosher. And over there, it says that a korah, which is more than 20 amos high, a mavi that's blocked off, quote unquote, by this heker, by a korah, it's more than 20 amos high, you should lower it. He gave you a takanta. Takanta means a way to fix it. Lower the thing. Why don't we say that here? Why don't we say a sukkah, 20 amos high, lower the sukkah? Or why don't we say there that a mavoi, that's what I'm learning right now, the mavoi that's more than 20 is puzzle, that the car is puzzle, doesn't do the job. You wouldn't be able to carry there. So, my shno gabi, so the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because sukkah doraisa, tani psula, mavoi drabonan, tani takanta. Okay, sukkah mi doraisa, let's look right at Rashi on the side. The esim amad deloy alfin the rice of the kolish mishnah that mishnah nemra shurim misina. A sukkah we knew about before this mishnah, right? A sukkah is something mentioned in the Torah, right? So sukkah is doraisa, right? The Torah speaks about a chiyuv of a sukkah. So now it'll tell you a sukkah, and it's understood the Torah Shema Peh that the height of the sukkah according to that view is 20 amas. So therefore, it doesn't mean if it's higher than 20 amas, we use a lashon pasul. But so therefore, Tani Psula Shayach LeMishnin Lashon Psul Klomar Monases Ketorah Kalacha. Pasul means what? It doesn't fulfill the needs of the Torah and the Halacha, right? However, Mavoi the Kul Midrabanan. The whole Mavoi, the problem is Drabanan at the beginning. We just saw five times. The Midraisa Sagal of Shalosh Mechitva and the Tzarch LeKara is one of Drabanan. The only reason we need this course being to begin with is Drabanan. So you use the Tani Takanta, give a tikkun, says it gives you how to fix it. Like lower it, right? The low shaykh is also an apostle. Demand apostle. Konshinishas mishazu. Harehu tchilas haraso mitzoso. This Mishnah is the first time I've ever heard of a mavoi. It's not in the Torah. If I didn't know this Mishnah, I still would have heard of sukkah. It's in the Chumash. If I didn't have that Mishnah Erevin, I would never have heard of a mavoi. What Korah? Who? Where? What? What are you talking about? The whole thing's Drabanan. So that Mishnah is what introduces the whole din. So you're not going to the word apostle implies something we've already heard of. And I'm telling you, this doesn't meet the standards. You follow? This arrangement, this situation doesn't meet the standards. So that's Shaykh by Sukkah, says Rashi.
Because we know that there are some standards, because the Torah speaks about a sukkah, so we know that there's some standards. The Mishnah telling us this sukkah doesn't meet the standards of more than 20 amas high. But a mabul, there are no independent. That Mishnah is what's introducing what the standards are. So it's not going to use the word puzzle. Puzzle what? What kasha puzzle for what? For who? So therefore, they tell you how to get out of it. That's how Rashi says. Okay, Tana Takanta Delo Shach Mizvah Shem Psu. Then the Gemara goes on. You boys, Ema. Right? But the Raisa Nami Tana Takanta. Miu Sukkah. No, by the Raisa, you could have said it by the Raisa also. You could tell me you could have said it. But even though it's the Raisa, you could have told me Yoshim Takan anyway. Miu Besukkah. Okay? Now the way we have the text is the Nefishi Milsa. And what does he write there again? Miu Sukkah, the Nefishi Milsa. All right, some say Nefishim Bilei, okay? It has many dinim. Nefishim Yusuf, Nefishim Bilei. Okay, it doesn't matter for us right now. Okay, Pasuk Tani Psula. Mavoy Dilo, Nefishim Bilei, Tani Takanta, period. Okay, when it comes to Sukkah, let's see Rashi. The boy said, I said, Nami Shalom, Sukkah, Nefishim Yusuf. The Ain Domen Takana San Zula Zul. This mission here by Sukkah lists several problems. Too high, 20 amas. Too low, 10 amas. 10 total. Mentions also what? The defanas. Right? You have to have three defanas. Mentions also what? Chamta Metzilta. Yeah? So, since this Mishnah is mentioning 4 points, if you're going to tell me the takana to fix it, you're going to have to say how to fix my all 4 points. But with 20 amas, have to do this. And with 10, 12, do that. And then the mission becomes too cumbersome. And let's remember, it's not too cumbersome for print, but let's remember everything was bal peh. Right? So, a lot of times in the Mishnah, they want to keep things brief. We don't relate to it because we really put some buttons to see it on the screen. And we see the Mishnah is written over here. So it would have been about 10 more lines, big deal. Could have made it work. But remember when the Mishnah was Torah Shabbat Peh, so they tried to keep things brief so it would be easier to memorize. Right? The longer something is, usually the harder it is to memorize. So since the Mishnah was originally Torah Shabbat Peh, so it says Rashi explained this, it says the Gemara here, they didn't want to start giving you now here all the ways you could fix, because you're not going to just mention, right, the mission in Erevin is only taught two things, Mavoy and Korah, either a side post or a top crossbeam. So therefore, you could say, if your crossbeam is higher than 20 amas, what do you do? Lower it. But if you're going to say, if the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, you got to lower it, you'd also have to say, okay, what do I do when it's not 10 to amas? I have to higher it. What if it's not 3 tefanas? I have to build 3 tefanas. What if it's not chamtim and silta? I have to make more schach to make it more silta, more chamtim, right? So that's what it means, the fishy milsa. That's how Rashi learns. So it's interesting. Take a look in the Rashash 19. Okay, we'll look. I actually printed on the sheet, so I have to turn back. He says, he says that Rashi is excessively verbose. He says, see, Rashi is also sukkah d'oraisa. Did I read the whole Rashi? Yeah. You see, I'm sorry, I really explained it to you more like the Rashash. Look at the Rashi. I skipped the Rashi. It's not a shura. I made a mistake. Look at the Rashi, sukkah d'oraisa. That's a little higher up than we're up to. The esrim ama diloy alfinim d'oraisa. V'konish mis namishna nemar shiur misinai. Okay, by Rashi seems to imply that by sukkah, the reason we said puzzle, because not just that the concept of sukkah existed, but the shiur of sukkah existed already, halacha moshe Sinai. Whereas mavui is a much later institution. You follow? And that's what the Rashash says. I was thinking the Rashash when I explained it to you. The Rashash says, l'chor svas yeser, what is Rashi hakan about the shiur of Sinai? Svas yeser, What I explained to you before was really good to Rashash in mind. I'm sorry, I said it. You see the difference? Rashi says what it means in the Gemara. It says, Sukkah is Doraisa. That's why it tells you Puzzle. Rashi said, because the Shear already existed. So now we can say this doesn't meet the Shear, the already known Shear. By Mavui, there was nothing known until that mission introduced it. And the Rashash, it's again not a major difference, it's a different angle. The Rashash says not so much that the Shir was known, but the concept was known. Okay? That's a slight difference. But what I'm really more interested in for the moment is a very interesting thing, because the Maritz Chayas, very fascinating Maritz Chayas, which I don't know why the computer, the version I have, doesn't have the Maritz Chayas, it should. Okay? So let's take a look in the back.
at the Maritz Chayes, which is in a page Aleph, on the left-hand side of the Otsim Afarch that I have. Okay, it says, Mekodem Shemishnas Mishnah Nemar Shubi Sinai. Okay. This is an interesting thing. I think it's interesting. What Rashi seems to be saying is that before the Mishnah was learned, it was already known. Okay, so it was already known what a sukkah is. After all, think about it. People observe sukkahs every year. Okay, so it wasn't an unknown mitzvah. Right, so people knew about it. They knew that 20 had to be this and this height. So therefore, our Mishnah can come along and say it's possible if it's too high. Right? Whereas my mother, you know, I never heard of it. It was only a Takana Darbanan. That Mishnah introduced it. So therefore, it's not going to use the word possible. Understand? That's how he said. Okay, that's how. So he says, yeah, when I have the Maritz Chayes, because I have seen inside. Nir Be'enai, I enrage Brachas. The very first Sukkah in Brachas. Well, how did the Mishnah begin in Brachas? Maybe it's like Karnish Shema B'Shachas, right? Barrels. What assumption is that Mishnah making? That you have to say Kriya Shema, right? I mean, isn't it strange? The Mishnah says, when is the earliest you can say Kriya Shema in the evening? What about telling me first, if I were writing it, there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the evening? Then you can ask, what's the earliest? So what's the answer to that question? The Torah says already. Torah says you have to take Kriya Shema. Oh, come on, Torah says, right? Torah says already. So I know. So that's the first sugya in Brachas. So near Ayin Reish Brachas, Tana Akrokoi, the Mishnah in Brachas is based on the pasuk. Okay, Bechein Bechol Mokom. The Maritz Chayes, that's the standard or typical Talmudic or Mishnaic technique. Okay, for example, Shabbos Hilchos Yitzias HaShabbos. Right, the Meshech Shabbos should begin first by telling me you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Then tell me what if he stands here and should, right? You know, the guy stands here and he stands there, right? Remember the first mission of Shabbos, right? All right. Below his can be called him Yisroel Tzah. V'hizker kan tanayim ad welcome to sukkah. Below his can chiyav asiyah sukkah. Okay, our time begin talking about the sukkah. We never told us about the chiyav of sukkah. Why? Meshe ikar mitzvah Shabbos, the sukkah. Yiduam lakol. V'amishna lo atzrikal the daber mein yonam hamu for samim b'hamon. The Mishnah didn't have to tell laws that everybody knows, right? That you do before some of Hamon. And then he mentions a very fascinating Rambam. V'ayim asher kosev Rambam perish ha-Mishnah perik dal de menachos. Ala Mishnah dal minch v'luv machin zezev zel shono. You know, ha-Mishnah lo dibra b'mechiv ha-luluv. The Mishnah never tells you there's a chiv, take a luluv. Talks about a stone luluv. But what? Who was a luluv? Where? What? When? Why don't you begin by telling me? In the Shulchan Aruch, on the Rambam, it begins by telling you first there's a mitzvah. But the Mishnah doesn't operate that way. Okay? Or tefillin. Tefillin's never, the mitzvah of tefillin is never mentioned in the Mishnah. It tells you the Shayah, the Sharosh, what's Makkah, but it never tells you the mitzvah. Okay? If you Shahayu Dvarim Halala, you do him, or before some him, certain things everybody knew. You don't have to put that down in the Mishnah. And again, remember, when things are about peh, you're trying to minimize what people have to keep in their minds. The stuff that they knew already, didn't have to fuss about. In fact, some say that the old Kasha, you know, the famous Kasha, the next holiday we have is Hanukkah, right? So how come Hanukkah is not in the Mishnah? Right? The whole story of Hanukkah is never in the Mishnah. It's a famous question. So it's not quite correct to say that Hanukkah is not in the Mishnah. Hanukkah does appear in the Mishnah, in Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah that, for example, Megillah tells about the Kriyas HaTorah for the different Yom Tov. So it tells you that Hanukkah is on this and this Kriyas HaTorah, the scene. Or the Mishnah tells in Tanya, certain days now the fast, Chanukah now the fast. Okay, so Chanukah, not that the word Chanukah never appears in the Mishnah. It even appears in the Mishnah of Baba Kama. Let's say my Chanukah candles catch fires and cause damage, you know, Eish. So that also comes up there. So it's not quite correct to say there are six or seven Mishnayos where Chanukah is actually mentioned in the Mishnah. But the dinim of Chanukah not in the Mishnah, how many candles are you light? So some suggest, based on this Rambam, because it was unknown. Doesn't tell you either how to put tefillin on your hand and on your head either, right? Things which are well known, you don't have to mention. That's one of the answers. And the other answers are trying to figure out. It's still a little strange. Chanukah comes in the Gemara. Chanukah is in the Gemara. The second Shabbos, the second parak, because we're talking about lighting Shabbos candles, and I may have moved on to a conversation of Chanukah candles. But it's not in the Mishnayos. The dinim of Chanukah candles is not in the Mishnayos. It's the same thing. Okay? You do it for someone who gives Eitzalah Bechal. The Ein Inyan Nifla, Ovenela Man. Right? The Mishnah never tells us what the Nusach of Tefillah is. Right? Never tells us. Okay? Nusach of Ahan Hogas or Shkut Tzibur. I know Shav Mishnah Taniach Shinyana Torah Kabbalah Nehugim Mechol Eis Yidum Lakol. The Mishnah doesn't bother telling us that everybody knows about. Lachain Lo Tachzol Leim Rak Tasok Lo Diol Oros Acham Osan Mikmar Elom Ein Amo. The Mishnah talks about things that people don't know, or things people mix up and so on. V'gam Kan Go V'Suk Yidu Lo Ama Ide Halacha Misinai V'Shayach Psul Mashen Ken Mobi. Everybody knows that there's Halacha Mashen Misinai. How you know how high a Suk has to be. So everybody know that. So the Mishnah have to say that. So therefore, it's going to say if it's higher than this, it's possible. That's why I use the word possible. Mavoi, no one knows what it is. The average person is on the street now, but the average Orthodox Jew, that's what a Mavoi is. Most people don't know, unless you've studied Arabic. It's not as well known. Okay? I just thought it was very interesting, Maritz Chayes. Now, some raise the question, when he says at the end, I just want to point this out also. He says, Alocha Mosh Misinai. Right? The last words of the Maritz Chayes is, Goba Asuka Yadua La'am Ayde Alocha Mosh Misinai. That's an interesting thing, because the Rambam, Source 21, the Rambam and his Hakdoma to his Perish HaMishnayis. The Rambam has a lengthy Hakdoma to before Zeroyim in the Perish HaMishnah, where he goes through the history of Torah Shema Fe, basically. If you've never read it, take some time to read it. Not that long. Okay, just important to know. Hakdoma of the Rambam to Mishnah, the Perish HaMishnah. So he says, there are certain things which we have by tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes, look at 21, in the middle of that piece, but you're so gadol, nearly as good as Kanbahu. Moshe If everything was taught to Moshe, which was the Rambam said at first, everything was taught, right? So why are certain things called Halacha Moshe Misinai? Isn't everything Halacha Moshe Misinai? That's the question the Rambam is dealing with. Understand the question? Right? If everything was taught, all the details of everything, Tarshva Peh, so why are certain things labeled Halacha Moshe Misinai? And other things are Perushim and so on. That's what the Rambam deals with over there. Okay? He says, V'zhina zei so tzorkshin en v'hu sham Perushim amukubala min Moshe ein b'machlokas klal. The Rambam posits that something that's, if it's in a category of Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? Perushim amukubala min Moshe, there's no machlokas about it. For example, no shita holds that I am takas ayin means what? Literally take his ayin. No one holds it. There's no machlokas about it. Should have a Yehuda say take it. No, nobody says it. Right? Or and acher omer domu baruchai. One guy says no, you take out his ayin. No, you just got to pay the monetary. Damn. Nobody holds that thing. Gam lo matzano machlokes ma she'amar kasuk priyetz hadar she'echar omer she'esuk ve'echar omer she'opri she'orimun uzulosam. Nobody's no machlokes when the Torah says priyetz hadar. One shita says an esuk, another shita says a pomegranate. Nobody holds like that. There's no other shita. Gam lo matzano machlokes be'etz avos she'hadas. Right? No one person hadas. Other people says a maple leaf. Right? Nobody says that. There's no other shita. Right, and he says to chop the woman's hand off, right? You literally do it, you don't, okay, and so on and so forth. Like he gives numerous examples. Those things there's no machlokas about. Halacha Moshe Misinai has no machlokas. Okay? Those are the perish of the Kubala Moshe Aleim Omra. In fact, the Rambam writes in the back page in Nichos Mamre, Perakal. It's an important Rambam to know. Perakal Halacha Gimel. Dibre Kabbalah, and of course when the Rambam speaks about Kabbalah, it's not talking about mysticism and Kabbalah and all that, nothing to do with that, but part of our tradition. Dibre Kabbalah, ain't by machlokas all of mechol dober shetim to machlokas, we do a shayna Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu. Certain things there is a machlokas about. Okay, there's machlokas about a lot of things, but not those things Allah Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the problem is, if the height of the sukkah, if the Maritz Chayes is right, if the height of the sukkah is Allah Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a machlokas about our mission. Not a bad kasha. Okay, I mean, pretty good kasha. So, I just make for your awareness, the Chabos Yoyer, Yoyer Bacher, one of the early Achronim, has a tshuva, Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, a long, long tshuva, where he goes through all the Halacha Moshe Misinai, and why the Gemara sometimes calls Halacha Moshe Misinai. Sometimes the Gemara has an expression, the Emes Amru, which usually is a signal, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Another time just calls it plain Halacha, and not Halacha Moshe Misinai. He goes through all the rules of many of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. I don't know if it's a complete list or not, but there's a lot. So in that, the Chavos Yoyer, it's in Kuf Tzadi Beis, his tshuva, which I printed one little part, he says, and the problem is sometimes there is machlokas about it. So, and he's trying to want to defend the Rambam, right? 23 is Val Korchenu. Shalobitova saying that I'm not happy about it, but never lahatzil la Rambam, hatzola. Purta, I gotta save the Rambam a little bit. Okay? So he says, what the Rambam means, halacha moshvizina, ema machlokas, he means, bichala dobi b'der machlokas, tomei, vitara, osu, mutu, kosher, posel, kaderacha, chok, mechain, neforish, inch. He says, well, it depends on the nature. First of all, there can be a machlokas whether something is halacha. If it is, there should be a machlokas in it. And he says that there could be machlokas perhaps in certain details. Okay, I don't know. You could say very simply that Chavasura says in that tshuva, I didn't put it because it was involved the way he said it, but he said, not everyone has so agrees with that with the Rambam. I mean, that's the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam, our Gemara doesn't say that the height of the sukkah is halacha Moshe Sinai. So there's no kasha against the Rambam. There's a kasha against when the Maariv Chayes interprets the Rashi explaining our Mishnah. Okay, so who says they have to match? In other words, it could be that Rashi doesn't agree with that rule of the Rambam, ironclad. You know, that no halacha Moshe Sinai have a machlokas. Maybe Rashi holds, or Maariv Chayes will hold, you know, explaining Rashi. And sometimes there is a halacha Moshe Sinai has a machlokas. So it's not. But I just, you know, just wanted to share that with you. Okay, the last thing. So the Gemara at the end. To the Gemara, the Doraisa Tani Psula. Okay, look at the Tosas, Beis and Aleph. I don't want to hang this over tomorrow, so we'll just spend 5 minutes to finish this up. It's okay. Doraisa Tani Psula, the Ihari Tani Yemai, Hashir Dimot Toy, Yiddish, and Yemai Lechatchila. Tosis, you know, the machlokas, and I printed on the sheet, the Tosarosh, Udva, the Miri, when the Gemara asked, which way is it asking? Is it asking, the Gemara is saying, we have a Gemara in Mishnah Sukkah that talks about 20 Amos and says kosher and posel, and a Mishnah in Erevin that talks about 20 Amos and says, gives you a way how to get out, lower it. Like you have to lower it, the other guy says you don't have to lower it. So the Gemara, which way is the question? Is the question that here in Sukkah we should be say lower it, or there it should say posel, you know, or is it both? You know, what's the emphasis? So Tosas is saying, Rashi seems like it goes both ways, but Tosas says the Raisi Tani Psula the Iya Havet Tani Yemayit Chayshin and Dilma Toy Inish Lomo Yemayit Lechatchila Udevet Ksheira. And I might have thought it would have said by the Sukkah Yemayit, maybe that means Lechatchila, okay? But Udevet Ksheira, okay? And the dictate was shown Dilma Osel Idei Yisur Daraisa. And if it's only Chatchila, you don't lower it, so now you're going to not have a Sukkah Daraisa. Okay, therefore Tani Psula. Okay, whereas by Mavoi, it's a Rabbanan anyway. So the maximum, you're not violating the Daraisa anyway, even if you don't lower it. So it's not as the stakes aren't as high. Okay, but he also mentions here Tosus does that Psula is a you know, not a dirty word, but like psula is a bad word, right? It's not loshon aliyah. It better to give me a way out, right? Wouldn't you rather have someone tell you a way out that this is no good? Don't tell me it's no good. Tell me what I do to fix it, right? I'd rather have the Mishnah Erevin. Something's no good. Tell me how to fix it. Don't say they're no good. Okay. So he says that the Gemara Pesachim, which I printed here, based on a pasuk last week's Sedra. Okay, you can look on the sheets. Parashat Noach, Parashat Zayin, Pasuk Beis. It says, "Mikol ha'behema Torah tikach lo shiva shiva." You all know, right? Seven of the kosher animals. Min ha'behema shelo tahora. What do you mean shelo tahora? Why don't you say ha'behema? Tameya, right? So the Gemara Pesachim, Gimel Aleph says in 26, Rishu Levi said, you should try to talk with the Loshon Nekiya, right? If you can get away with saying lo tahora, don't say tameya. It's, you know, it's a nastier word, right? The Torah. Why? Because the Torah uses extra letters. Takes extra space to write lo tahara, share lo tahara instead of tamei. It's 8 extra words or whatever. Okay, Rashi figures out the calculation here. Pesachim dav gimel. So Tosis. So same thing. Now sometimes you have to say it. Sometimes no choice. But if you can get it, you know, you have to introduce it the first time or whatever. But if you can, you try and avoid it. So therefore, Tosis is operating that also. You shouldn't say psula. That's the way Tosis learns the kasha. It's better to say the tikkun. You can fix it, right? Based on a gemara pesachim. Okay, but that's not the way Rashi said it. Another inami. It's about the Tosas a Rosh in 28. It's sometimes clearer. I always found that I mentioned the Rosh is clearer than our Tosas on the page, so you can look at it in 28. It says more. It's the same thing. Okay. But the So the other thing he says is that I might have thought that that Yemayit is just a Chumrah on a Drabana level, Psula is Mashma Daraisa, that's what I wanted to say. Okay, even though by Ner Chanuk it was also Drabana, and that's the third din. Ner Chanuk also came more than 20 amos high. Okay, and a lot of Chanuk also, and there it does say Psula, but that's a technical reason by Chanuk, which again, you can read the Tosas yourself, you can read the Rosh by yourself. I just want to end the Rishon that I picked at the end of the Ritva, there are just ways to read the Kasha, you can look at it yourself. But that ends the first part of this first sukkah. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with the three shitas in the Amora, and exactly what the problem is when it's on the side. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, look over to the Rishon, just explain it clearly.